In these days, after the octave of Christmas and the feast of the circumcision of our Lord Jesus Christ, we swiftly, and indeed very swiftly, prepare to celebrate tomorrow the great feast of the Epiphany, the triple feast in which the Church rejoices in the manifestation of the Son of God as the Son of Mary in various and diverse ways. And so we look to him who has come to us, who has appeared to us, who has given us himself, his revelation. And we adore him and praise him and glorify him, as do the wise men, the kings from afar. At the very least, we know Saints Caspar and Balthasar and Melchior, but there were most likely others, and also all those who came with them to protect them and be with them, which filled the city of Jerusalem and Bethlehem, where they adored the Lord Jesus with his mother. And tomorrow, of course, we shall meditate further on this and during the masses of this weekend. But in addition to this, of course, we have today the vigil of the first Friday of this year, the first Friday of the month of January, which is dedicated to the name of Jesus. In this Mass, of course, and the Novena to the Infant of Prague, it is supposed to be sponsored by the Holy Name Society of St. Stephen. I don't see but one or two members of them here. They need to be reminded that they are supposed to be here, and all the troubles we had to make this happen. And so tomorrow or this next meeting, we will most definitely remind them. Please put that on the agenda, Mr. Secretary. That's the way it is. We are here day in and day out, pain or no pain, fever or no fever, except we don't get fevers. And then all the others have every excuse in the book to miss. It's a very disappointing thing. And no wonder there are no vocations. Young men see the way priests are disappointed right and left, and they say, we don't want that. That's not the kind of life we want. We have to put forth a positive and enduring image of the priesthood and of that which it is to be a priest. That though it is indeed a life of tremendous sacrifice, and ultimately, but that is for everyone anyway in the world, a life of extreme loneliness, nevertheless, it is a life of extreme glory and joy and wonder. And of course, the reason I say that is because, ultimately speaking, no matter to whom I speak or with whom I speak and what their station in life is, whether it be priests, and one of our priests is now just taking 6 months leave of absence because he's going insane, because he is so upset and disappointed. A very good younger priest. We've lost all the young priests in our diocese in the last couple of years. I don't know what's happening. It must be the work of the devil. But nevertheless, if we do not put forth a positive and happy face, then we shall have no priests. And of course, we have priests in this diocese. We have one priest, but we have future priests in this parish, in this shrine. And we must pray for them and give them good example in every which way. And so tonight, as we celebrate this Holy Sacred Mass, we also have Holy Hour for vocations to the priesthood and the religious life, which are most necessary for the life of the Church and for our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.